Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat. Hello, friends. Welcome to Charm Chat and this week's very requested episode on jewelry photo tips. Angie and Nicole are here and ready to talk pics.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, listeners.
All three of us get asked questions about photos and videos a lot, and we thought it would be a good topic to chat about. If you take a million photos of your jewelry, like us, come along for this Charm Chat ride today. What is it about taking photos, you guys? We all do it. Why do we do it?
Well, I've always been the photographer in our family ever since I was little. So I became a scrapbooker. I take lots of pictures to remember and the moments. And once I started designing bracelets, I would take pictures of them to remember what designs I had done. So that easily translated into Instagram.
For me, I think Instagram came first, and it was photos for Instagram to express kind of how I was feeling that day or just whatever adventure I may or may not have been on. So it was more of a, yeah, let's post what's up via jewelry versus, you know, via selfies.
I'm kind of a little bit of both in terms of keeping memories and holding on to those memories and then expressing and, you know, creative outlet. So that's why I do it. I mean, guys, I found a photo of my first charm bracelet. So I was taking photos before Instagram just to kind of, I guess, remember it. And I don't know, it's so fun because I can see what I had at the beginning. And it was just my Camellia charms and that one Murano from Pandora, my first one. So it's really fun. I should post that. It's not the best quality, but I should post it. It's fun.
You should.
When I look back at my early pictures, boy, are they needing some help. Yeah.
I really wish I would have taken pictures of my first bracelet. That way I can show everybody, like, this is what happens when you don't have a plan and you walk away spending so much money and you're like, I don't like it. So,
No.
I wasn't taking pictures then, but I just want people to know you're not alone if that happens to you.
And we all learn and we all grow and develop and make our skills a little better, right?
Oh, yes. It's so funny to look back at our first, even our first Instagram stuff or YouTube stuff.
My first YouTube video is so embarrassing. I have considered taking it down, but whatever. That was my beginnings and I didn't know what I was doing. So
everybody run to Nicole's YouTube video right now. Watch her first video.
Hey, the lighting is good because it's outside in natural light, but oh my gosh, there's traffic going by. It's in portrait mode and not landscape. It's terrible.
I like the continual footage of the shrub. I thought that was very, very good.
I think bottom line, just do it, guys. Just do whatever you want to do and it doesn't matter. But people ask for tips. So these are, you know, just some of our tips today. So yeah, trying to get that perfect shot, you guys. We all do it. What are some of the crazy things you've done for the perfect shot?
I don't know if I would say this is crazy. I think it more errs on the side of rude. One time I was outside trying to take a picture of my bracelet stack and my boyfriend was with me and I kept moving away to take a photo and he kept moving closer and I kept moving away and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, just following you. And I'm like, your shadow's in my photo. So I wouldn't call that crazy, but it's like a little neurotic about I really want am aware of what's in the like background of my photos.
You were very focused. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done anything crazy. I'm not one of those people who would like go to the edge of a cliff for the great shot or anything, but I do spend a lot of time trying to get a really nice photo to post. And once my son said, you know, you're crazy with how long you're taking to get this photo. So that's about the most crazy thing I have done.
We all do that. I have a couple. Well, first, as you guys know, I lost my bracelet doing that. So that's kind of crazy. I had to get that perfect shot on this really cute cup. And I mean, the photo came out good. But yeah, it was gone. So at least I have the photo to hold on to. And then just recently, I took a really bad fall trying to get the perfect lighting. So everybody's like rolling their eyes. What were you doing? Well, trying to take a photo. Is bad.
I just have to say, Rita, it shouldn't be considered crazy when you take your bracelet off to put it against a prop or whatever it might be. I think we've all done that. The crazy part is forgetting to put it back on.
Oh. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Poor Rita.
I know. I teased her. I was in Disneyland a few weeks ago and I took a bracelet off to make a reel and I kind of sent her a little snarky note about, hey, this is what you're supposed to do when you take your bracelet off, and just talking about how I need to put it back on. And I was like, this is going to be karma. I'm going to lose this bracelet. It's my gold Mickey class bracelet. What was I doing? Trying to be so funny.
But yeah, It was mean. It was just mean. No bad karma. All in good fun.
One other crazy thing I did was buy a brand new iPhone so that I could take better pictures. So it was kind of expensive, but it was fun.
I did too, but I'll get more into why that was a mistake a little bit later.
Oh no. So let's get into what our listeners are really waiting for. And we're not professionals, but what are your three best tips for taking photos? Let's start with still photos.
One of my tips that I'd say is to pose your bracelets. Like, make sure your charms are facing the right direction, or, you know, whatever angle you want it to be at, because there's nothing worse than taking a picture and saying, oh crud, that charm was upside down or backwards or whatever that might be. So pose your bracelets first.
That's a good one.
Yes, pay attention to your subject. Yes. I think my top tip I got from my daughter, and she's like, Mom, stop zooming. Because I would zoom in on my charms, not realizing that that actually makes it blurry and worse. So my top tip is take your picture without zooming. And then when you go to edit the photo, you can zoom in on their subject and it will be much sharper. So blurry photos for Instagram are the worst. So mindful of that.
Good tip, daughter.
That's a good tip. And for me, it's natural light. Not only natural light, I think that's the best in my experience, but also to have two light sources. So one on each side. So if you have a window on one side, try and get another light source on the other side. And that makes it even better. And the better the light is, the sharper the image is going to be.
I was going to say lighting too, as another tip, because I live in a really dark house and we are not facing the sun. So if you can get outside and get that natural light, that really helps a lot. I don't like full sun, but maybe a little bit of dappling would be nice. And I find those are my best shots.
I agree with you, because if the sun is shining on it, it's too much reflection of like the shiny silver. So I like to be outside, or if I'm going to take pictures outside, which I rarely do, I want to be in some sort of shade. So that way there's not too much.
For me, the backdrop is really important too. And not having a backdrop that's too busy. So it could be like simple colored paper or clothes or plant. Nothing that takes away from the jewelry that you're trying to showcase. But I find a nice background helps. Just to add to Angie's about taking a photo not too close, I do that and I also lock in the focus before taking the photo and then try and keep it as still as possible. And that's going to give you a better picture as well.
One of the things I just mentioned that I bought a new iPhone too to take better photos is, and maybe somebody out there has figured this out, but when the iPhone 13 came out, I was almost not going to get one because I love the 12 so much. But the 13 introduced the macro camera, which I was like, yes, this is going to be perfect for those close-up shots. And then I got the macro camera and I do not like it on the iPhone 13. I actually use my iPhone 12 to this day to still take pictures because it gets too grainy for me, I guess, when the macro turns on. And then they did do a software update where you could turn it off, but then you can't get a good focus. So I'm a little bit dissatisfied with the 13, but love, love, love my 12. So if somebody can figure out the macro setting and how it makes pictures look wonderful, let me know. I have yet to figure that out.
I have another tip for after you've taken your photo. And for me personally, I would say don't over edit your picture, because unless you're going for that really artsy creative shot, or, you know, something that you're doing on top of it with a filter, I find that too much artificial color or, you know, embellishment or exposure, it looks weird to me. And I think, you know, as I said, if you're just going for that pure shot of jewelry, I would just keep it very low editing.
I am with you 100%. When I edit my photos, which I do edit my photos most of the time, I am trying to get the exact color of what the bracelet looks like if there's color on it, because I think a lot of our followers go to our page to see, do I maybe want this charm or what does it look like? And I would hate for them to have false expectations of what a charm may look like. So I think that is the best advice. Again, unless you're trying to be super artsy, then have fun with it.
Yeah, there's no point in having it be something that it's not.
I edit too, and I try and keep the color what it is, but I do edit, and I like a lot of the editing right inside of Instagram. I think it's the saturation that you have to be careful with. Too much saturation changes the color. Too little saturation changes the color. So kind of a good balance. But I do think some of those little tweaks help to accentuate the jewelry and make it pop. Yep. You think they are good and useful?
One of the things that I would say is if you can't get the perfect lighting, my favorite feature to edit on the iPhone Photos app, and it's actually on Instagram too, is shadows and warmth. Because I just have yellow lighting in my house, which drives me crazy. So if I have my yellow lighting, it looks yellow and I don't like it. So I'll play with the warmth to make it a little more gray than yellow. Ooh, can I ask you a question? Do you batch photo when you have a good light day, or do you just daily as you go take your photos?
I'm more daily, just because it's never good. So if it is a sunny day, I will try and get a few, but because I usually create the bracelet in that moment. So
that makes sense.
I used to batch a lot. I was so organized. I was like 2 weeks ahead. And lately I haven't been as organized or as ahead, but I do like to take a day and take photos and then take another day and edit photos or videos or whatever it is. I find that it helps with a routine and to organize my time a little bit. But that being said, I do things last minute too.
I'm a mixture of both too, mostly because I don't have a ton of time because I work during most of the daylight. So if I am going to take photos that are of just the bracelet or of like my mani matching, then those are probably batched. But if it's what I'm wearing that day, then it's just what I'm wearing that day.
I also have this silly pattern I adhere to for my photos to keep my feed looking nice. So it really depends on the day. I have to just kind of go with the flow and I may be featuring something. And so depends what the day brings.
We have the same pattern, Angie, and I don't think it's silly. I think it's awesome. And thanks to your son, because he figured out the math for us.
I know, he's so brilliant. I still have to write it down because I can't remember the 9 things in the pattern. And I don't even know how he came up
genius.
With it, but it works.
Guys, I can't deal with the pattern. I tried and I was doing it and I can't deal with it because then you have to post a certain thing on a certain day. And it was too much. I gave up, but it looks nice. How about tips for videos and reels? Might be a little bit different. Some are the same. Some might be different.
Reels are do not put too much thought into it, because how many times have we learned? I know, especially you, Rita, because you're like my reel sister. We will spend hours. Not maybe not hours. That's exaggerating.
Yeah, sometimes hours.
A lot of time and thought into a reel that just doesn't do well. And then there'll be the, okay, whatever, let's just do this 2-minute reel. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's doing so well. So don't overthink it for reels. That's mine.
100%. I agree.
For me, I really love filming them right. I don't use an app or anything. I just film it right in Instagram. And I love the timer feature. That's a really good one. And obviously for me, music is probably the most important part other than what you're showing. But I like to have the perfect song.
When I hear other reels and I like the audio, I save it. So then I can go back to my reels. You click on saved and you have all the reels that you liked and then that you can use whenever you need to.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, it is good to try to use a trending song. So I'll like to just go through reels and look at, oh, I like that song. Is it trending? If it's trending, I'm like, okay, I need to figure out how I want to use this song, because I think it does make a difference when you use a trending song versus just mm-hmm. one that still makes a lot of sense, because you're probably posting about Ariel. So let's do Under the Sea. And everyone's like, we don't really care about that song. So then it doesn't do very well.
I find the Disney songs don't do as well. Like, unless they're trending.
You know which song did really well for me? And I was surprised. The one for my Stitch bracelet. And then that song ended up trending like afterwards. So it was pretty awesome.
If you get it just before it really starts trending, like just before it starts, it goes crazy.
One thing I'd like to say too about content for a reel is, let's say, for example, you're doing an unboxing or something, you want to focus on what's the important part of your reel. So you don't need to do, you know, whatever it is, 10 seconds, 20 seconds on just the box. You know what I mean? So I will keep those a bit shorter. And then once you're showing your bead or your bracelet or whatever, then I try to focus on that a little more, on what your focus of your topic is.
Or you can go back and cut it out after you've, even if you film that and if it's too long, you can just cut it out, go straight to the.
That's right. Now they have editing right in the reels, which is very helpful. And you can even change the order of your clips.
I think you're right, Angie, getting to the point. And then the shorter, the better. I've done 1-minute reels and I don't think people want to spend a minute on a reel. No. Like, it's like, Give it to me in 5 seconds. That's our attention span these days.
Yeah. And also I've read about having them 15 seconds or less with the music, because sometimes, and it's happened to me twice, maybe three times, where the song gets blocked. And I've heard if it's over 15 seconds, that can happen more often. And then that affects everything going forward. It's done that to me. I don't know why, but when I do 15 seconds or less, I've never had that problem. And it's fast. People don't have me, number one, the attention span to sit there for more than 15 seconds.
One frustration I have taking photos is when I have a multiple subject photo and trying to get the camera to focus on everything rather than just the thing in the center. So I don't know how to fix it. I've tried.
That's when I go for even further back. You almost feel like it's too far back, but the whole trick about zooming in afterwards works wonders.
Yeah, you just crop it. You just crop it and zoom it in after, and then you'll have a sharper image. Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, ultimately, taking photos is subjective, and whatever or however we find beauty and interpret it is really what matters the most. You don't even need any special equipment, even just your phone. Like you've heard us, we just use our phone. And if your lighting's really good, you have natural light, it doesn't even have to be a fancy phone. So it's whatever speaks to you and whatever you want to showcase. But we do take so many pics in the quest for the perfect photo, you guys. Okay, fun fact, Angie, Nicole, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many photos are in your phone's camera roll right now?
Oh, this is just a big problem for me because my desktop is now too full. My phone is too full. I have two external hard drives, but I can't get my photos onto the computer to get them onto the hard drive. So right now on my phone, I have 16,911 photos.
Good job. I have 12,000 on one of my phones. And then I was just looking at this one. And if we're being super exact, it is 5,027. So I'm right around 16,000 and change too.
Isn't that crazy though? And it's like all bracelets. And, you know, trying to take that shot, I've got 30 of the same bracelet as you have to go and delete them apparently. So
how do we get disciplined to do that?
Guys.
What, Rita? I feel like this is nothing compared to you.
So I cleaned up my phone not too long ago, and I had to go to iCloud, like the highest level of iCloud. So I have on my phone 43,014.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Yeah.
How big is your phone?
I have cloud now. My phone's 256, but I went to the 2 terabyte.
Jeez Louise.
Isn't that like $30 a month or something?
It's 14 Canadian, 14 and change. It's so worth it because I was getting so frustrated and I had to keep going, deleting and saving on external and saving. And I'm like, that's it. I'm done. And now it's so easy. It's so seamless. And it's worth $14 a month.
I pay for that one too, but I still have self-control to not have 40 some thousand.
Yeah. I know. I gotta clean them. There's a lot of videos. I think.
Yeah, you're always wiping your computer and iPad and your phone. I don't know. Gosh.
I know.
Took a lot.
Listeners, we want to see your jewelry photos. And if any of our tips help you, please tag us on Instagram at CharmChatPodcast. And we invite you to use the hashtag CharmChatPhotoTips. I will put it in our post this week so you'll remember it. Or you can also email us at CharmChatPodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to share your beautiful photos and can't wait to see them. When taking photos and videos, we really want our jewelry to be showcased as best as possible. And like Nicole said, you know, pose it. The first step, I think, would be to have those charms really sparkle. We really want them looking their best. And next week, Angie's going to guide us in caring for our jewelry. This is another question we get asked a lot. So it will be really, really interesting to see what Angie has up her sleeve.
I'm on it.
All right. So stay tuned, friends. Thanks for being here and stay charming.